Right then, Rory, so first off, nice little break since the last game.
Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, obviously only time will tell, but it gives the lads who've been playing just that chance just to maybe freshen up a little bit, and hopefully it'll turn out to be positive, and the lads who've not been playing so much have just done that bit of extra work to try and keep the fitness levels up. So from both sides of the coin, really, the preparation's been good.
And it's a long time since that defeat to Swindon as well, last time out. What's the reflection on that game been like over the last, 9 days or so?
Yeah, obviously, initially after the game, everyone's disappointed with the result, but we sort of look back on the game, and as disappointing as it was to lose the game in how we did, we still created some half-decent chances and played some good stuff. It's just the final line sometimes that we might need to just cut out a little bit, which sometimes ultimately you're going to get punished, but we know that if we can play the majority of games with some of the stuff that we played, obviously we won't be too far away.
Obviously, looking ahead as well tonight, Checker Trade Trophy, well tomorrow night, sorry, Checker Trade Trophy. What do you make to the competition as a whole?
I think any competition where the final's at Wembley is something that shouldn't be frowned upon. I know at the start of the competition, quite a few people were a little bit apprehensive about it. Some of the rules are a little bit strange to a certain extent, but they're there for everyone, so everyone's got to abide by them. And from our point of view, obviously we're disappointed to be out of the League Cup and the FA Cup, so it's another cup competition that we can try and keep the consistency going, keep the wins going, and just keep building that winning mentality. And as I said, if you do get to the final, you're going to be walking out of Wembley.
And now that it's the knockout round, it almost feels like a competition now rather than the league format before.
That's it. I think initially when it was a sort of league game, it probably didn't really feel like a cup competition, and because if you lost, you still had half a chance of getting through. But now it's down to the business end, really. You've not got a chance to try and rectify that. If you lose in any of the games now, then obviously that's it. You're out of the competition altogether.
Cambridge, the opponents, what do you make to them?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. I think if you look at their result over the weekend, they've had a fantastic result, and it just shows you that cup competitions are different. They've obviously had a good result. They've got themselves up for the game, and they've put in a good performance. So off the back of that, they're going to be full of confidence. I don't think they're going to need any motivation going into the game. So it's important that we recognise that, make sure we start the game as well as we can, and make sure we're not on the end of another upset.
How important is it that this competition doesn't distract from the league?
Yeah, I think it is, but at the same time, I think if you can, as I said, if you can get that winning mentality, get a bit of a run and have a cup run alongside your league games, everyone's sort of buzzing. The lads who are playing in each game are got that winning feeling, and you're taking that into training, so standards good in training, and it's just a much better environment to be in.
Looking at the league for a minute, it's so tough this year. The top three are beginning to tick and get all the results, so it must put extra pressure on you guys to keep getting the results as well to keep up.
Yeah, it is. As you said, teams have been very consistent this year, and no one seems to be really running away with it as such, but there's tiny little gaps opening up now, so we just got to take each game as it comes. We know going into every game, we feel that if we can play as well as what we can, and be as consistent as what we have been, generally we're going to get a result out of the game. We can only take care of ourselves, and if and when teams do slip up, it's important that we've took care of our side first, and try and take advantage of any slip ups that anybody has.
What have you made to this season under Stuart McCall? Obviously it was a summer of transition into now, so what sort of differences have you seen?
Yeah, it's just a whole new fresh approach, really. I think obviously since I've been at the club, I only knew obviously where the old gaffer's way, so with the new gaffer coming in, he's got his own fresh ideas. Kenny as well coming in with him, and Banksy, the goalie coach, the whole regime sort of changed, different training sessions, different styles and stuff like that, so it's been great. It's always nice, even someone for me who's not really classed as a young boy anymore, it just shows that you can always learn. Obviously with the stuff Kenny does in training, it's something that I'm trying to learn, and always trying to improve, and if the rest of the lads feel the same, then obviously it's going to be good for everyone. If everyone can just improve that little bit more, ultimately, hopefully, we'll get to where we want to be at the end of the season.
Last night saw the FA Cup third round draw. You were part of that amazing run with the Chelsea win. And how sickening was it to know that the draw was going on last night without Bradford City in it?
Yeah, it's frustrating. As you said, you only have to look at recent years, and I think if you look at anyone really, when they get them big draws and you think that could have been us and this, that and other, but as frustrating as it is, it's important that we don't let that get us down. I know everyone was disappointed after the Accrington game, but ultimately at the start of the season everybody wants promotion. If you can have a cup run at the side of that, it's a bonus, so we can't let that distract us. We've got the chequered trade obviously kind of running alongside it now. I know it's not as prestigious as the FA Cup and League Cup and stuff, but as I was saying, it's another game where you can get to Wembley, and if we can combine that with a good run in the league, then if you can get to where we want to be towards the end of the season, it might be seen as still quite a successful season.